Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another show to the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. Miles Turner joins the boys, so buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1, we're back.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, cuz they're free. Sode 362 coming hot at you guys. And Sode 361, and I'm joined on this one by Alex Tossman, the Rock Tosopoulos, Nicholas Snacks Kreider, and yes, fellow Longhorn and NBA big man, Miles Turner, on this awesome show. And before we can get into that awesome show, I got to remind you guys that we are brought to you by betonline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today. Get your welcome bonus, and guess what? Go and bet and win money. NFL is here. Go throw down a parlay. We'll give you a parlay on the next episode on the radio. Check us out there too, 1090 AM, 6 to 7 Thursday nights, PST. EST is 9 to 10. Quick maths. But go to betonline.ag and bet money and win money. And if you don't win money, blame it on us. We can shoulder that load. But most importantly, enjoy this interview. It was an awesome one. And we hope you guys love it. The Charity Stripe presents Miles Turner. All right, we got a special one for you guys today. We got the king of the NBA block party, fellow Longhorn, the master and destroyer of Venmo trolls.
And I don't know if you remember this, Miles, but Halloween, your freshman year, ran the beer pong table together.
Me, you, and Joe Schwartz
went around West Campus and found this random house party, and you and I played beer pong and like ran it for like 3 games.
Oh, so we were doing good then. We was rolling.
Oh, yes, sir.
That sounds like me. All right.
I was about to say my gut check reaction was sounds like you were doing good and Nick's along for the ride and good vibes, just making sure like the camaraderie and synergy between you and Jim and himself are good.
Like, just like a lot of people on West Campus, but my memory probably wasn't too good that night. So I'm just hoping that, you know, just kept the
yeah, every Halloween in West Campus, I always start with a shirt and finish with no shirt. So that's just generally how
you're
it
one
goes.
Of those.
I am V. That's Miles Turner, ladies and gents. He's with us today in the off season. How's the off season going, man? Any travel anywhere cool? We know you're a big traveler.
Yeah, bro. I've been traveling like pretty much every week, bro. I've been to. I never really spent much time in Arizona. I spent time in Phoenix and Scottsdale towards the beginning of summer. I went to LA for about 2-3 weeks and went to Vegas for a week of summer league. Then I went to Telluride, Colorado. I went to Missoula, Montana. That was cool. I just got back from Napa Valley. I started this offseason out in St. Martin's. That was cool. I've definitely been an avid traveler. You know, I've got a lot of work in with my rehab and whatnot, got my body back right. So it's been a good offseason.
Dude, that was one of my favorite things in the offseason. I'm so curious about that. You posted a photo of you right pretty much around when you got injured and then your transformation working back into that. And it was just really open and candid. What was the thought process like going into that post where you were opening up like that in front of everybody? Were you a little nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous at all, man. I think, you know, you signed up for a life of scrutiny when you get into this type of position. And I kind of wanted just to share, you know, my story in a sense, because I know a lot of people are going through a lot worse stuff than I am. And, you know, to be, you know, at this level and to have this type of following, to be able to share your own personal experiences, that resonates well with a lot of people. And, you know, I've had a lot of people who, you know, reach out to me via DMs and just say, hey, man, I really need to hear this. I really need to see this. And I appreciate it. And I've had other players reach out to me and say, yo, like, you know, that's good stuff. You know, I needed to see this for motivational purposes and whatnot. So for me, posting that, it wasn't necessarily a thing I was doing for me. I was kind of posting it to, you know, for other people to see that, you know, like, you know, I'm maybe a professional athlete, but I'm human too. You know, I go through it, you know, and this age of mental health, everybody's talking about it. You know, it's one of those things that I kind of wanted to get the ball rolling with it because, you know, I was at the forefront of it. You know, I was really going through it, you know, when I first got that injury. That was the first time we missed I've never missed the playoffs. First time I missed that amount of games during the long stretch of the season. So it's definitely something wearing.
You know, when a guy gets injured, they just assume, okay, he's a professional athlete. He's got everything around him. He's going to be fine. They're going to work him through the rehab and he's going to come back A-okay. They're viewed as superhuman, you know, and I'm sure you know that, but just kind of have that openness and really be like, yeah, I'm going through it too. And even like the drinking aspect and all that, there's people, you know, just fans who also have that kind of stuff too, who do get injured and have a tough time coming back. So I really love that. We know you're a yoga guy too. I'm a fellow yogi as well. I'm big into the hot yoga. Is that something new or have you always done that?
No, I've been doing yoga for like probably like 5 years now. Wow. You know, I transitioned. The yoga I was doing before was called Stronger, but it was aerial Stronger. So I was doing the stuff in the straps where I was literally hanging from the ceiling and doing all sorts of different crazy poses. So it was like some Circus LA type stuff.
I was about to say Miles Turner and the Cirque du Soleil out here.
Yeah, no. It was really cool just to push myself to see, push me on my limits, I would say, doing that. Mm-hmm. I kind of do the more traditional yoga, like the vinyasa flows, more yin classes, and just kind of just doing it for just a workout, you know, body, mind, spirit, whatnot.
It's just honestly, like in this day and age in the mental health space, like we're on our phones so much and it's just automatically an hour. Even in workouts, sometimes you could be lifting and you could just pull up your phone. You could be on a run and pull up your phone. It is way too hot in the yoga studio to take out your phone. You're going to ruin that iPhone. It's just going to be so sweaty. It's crazy. But yeah.
Man. Some of the other bigs in the league see that, like what you're posting and the aerial stuff. And are they like, Miles, what are you doing? Like what's going on? It feels like something that's pretty unique for an NBA player to take part in.
Yeah, of course. You know, people were just, you know, looking at me as like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, you should be in the weight room. You know, you should be putting on muscle and this and that. And it's like, yo, I'm a big. So mm-hmm. I'm a very mobile big at that. So, you know, when you play with all the extra weight on you, that's a lot more wear and tear and damage on your knees, you know, your joints and whatnot, because you're just adding more pressure to it. Now, when you stretch them things out and you lengthen and strengthen your muscles, which yoga does in a sense, that leads to longevity. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what my mindset was behind it. Cause you know, I just know like genetically, I'm never going to be like just the bulkiest, like dude, like I'm lean, you know, I'm strong, but I'm not just going to be like your Dwight Howard, you know, big shoulders and whatnot. It's just, that's just not the makeup of my game. And the way I play, the way I move, you know, I got to be as mobile as possible. It's 7'6", 11, 7 feet tall. And yoga is one of the things that's a beneficiary of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 7 foot in cowboy boots, man. That's what I always say. I always tell people that I'm 5'11" in cowboy boots.
I got some coming in actually in the next couple of weeks.
Hell yeah, man. They're so, I always sell anybody I can on them. I'm from New York originally. I would roll back home and I'd be wearing them like off the plane. And my buddies be like, dude, why are you wearing these things? Like, you know, wear your Air Force Ones. I'm like, guys, trust me. I'm 5'11 now. People are looking at me different. I could kind of sniff 6 feet. It's really working at the bars with the ladies. And all my boys are like, yeah, we're going to Nashville next week. Let us know where to get some, as if I know everywhere in America to go out. And,
you got to keep your Texas roots. You know, you're talking about how you travel so much. I mean, will any city ever top Austin for you?
You know, it's funny, bro. I actually just moved there. You know, I set up home shop there, home base there. I'm going through some renovations and whatnot. So I haven't lived there as long as I would have liked to. But there's no place like Texas. You know, obviously I'm from here, but, you know, you just get everything. It's centrally located. You can travel easy. There's something for everybody, a different city for everybody. Like, you know, it's anything you would think of is here. And I've traveled all over. I've traveled some of them, you know, across the world. I've traveled here. Like nothing reminds me of Texas. So I love it down here.
Do you have a state count going? Have you been to all 50?
I haven't been to all 50. It's a goal of mine though. Just at least touch them all. I've never actually, I haven't been to like some of the, I've been to a lot of the Western states. I haven't been to a lot of the Eastern states or like some of the Northern states as well. So I'm trying to touch all those. Mm-hmm.
What about the Hawaii and Alaska? You've been out there before?
Hawaii, don't know why I really, really want to do Alaska in the summertime. I heard it's beautiful up there, and that's something that's actually on the bucket list. So we're gonna get that done.
But yeah, Maine's great too. If you could ever pop over to the Northeast, it's like it's beautiful in the summer, man. So worth it to go over there. But yeah, new head coach coming through. Toss grew up a Mavs fan.
Yeah, I'm a Dallasite, so I grew up a diehard Mavs fan. Was that your team growing up?
Yeah, sure was. I was always been a Mavericks fan, but when Kevin Durant started doing stuff with OKC, I followed OKC Thunder a little more. I never necessarily claimed them, but that's the team I watched. Like, I guess most sense. But when the Mavericks had that championship run, you know, really over the course of 2-3 years, that's when I followed them a little more closely. So I was definitely a Dallas guy.
And Rick was the coach, and now Rick is your head coach. Have you had a chance to talk a lot with him? And has he really like grabbed a hold of the team and talked with everyone and started to kind of, you know, work with you guys and plan things for the season?
Yeah. Actually, you know, Rick's here in Dallas. He lives here in Dallas. His kids go to school here. So we actually were able to, and I'm currently here in Dallas, you know, for my offseason. We actually been in the gym together, you know, for a couple of weeks. And we got some good work in. We got some kind of good combo. But I think it was one of those things that once you get up to Indiana, that's when we're really going to get everything rolling. So I appreciate his time. I appreciate the fact that he actually wanted to get in the gym with me and work with me in a sense. Not have to do that, but, you know, he made it, a focal point to come in here and work with me. Yeah.
What's it like? I think, you know, you mentioned that just the scrutiny is there, right? If you're a professional basketball player, that people are going to talk about you. They're going to look at you under a microscope. Paul Millsap just got signed by the Nets. And obviously they've got a lot of big names on their team. Same thing with the Lakers. What is it like being on a team like the Pacers, who I would say, and we say on our show all the time, bunch of underrated guys, bunch of guys that aren't getting enough love that should be. What do y'all say to each other in the locker room? Are you paying attention to that? Is it just kind of like, it's out there, whatever media is going to say what they're going to say, let's just take care of business? What's the mindset like?
At the end of the day, bro, we're all NBA players. So everybody, you know, wants the best for themselves, and, you know, other teams have other philosophies with that. I think as a, you know, a pretty historically underrated franchise, you know, we look at it that way. So it's like, of course you're going to get up to play like the bigger teams in a sense, but like, you know, when you start looking at these teams down the stretch, like, I honestly think those teams don't really start taking it serious till playoffs or the end of the season. So when you're playing them in season, it's more of like a tune-up. You're trying to just go at these guys, but I honestly don't think like they're taking that serious as you would think. And once you start getting towards the playoffs and everything starts ramping up a little bit, that's when those teams become elite. And that's when it starts to see like, oh, like, this is a different level, you know, play. So you don't necessarily look at it as, oh man, this is unfair. Like, they have all these guys, this and that. It's like, bro, like, so I don't give a shit. Like, I lace my shoes up just like he does. So I'm about to go out here and just hoop.
Yeah. I mean, I even think with the two first rounders that y'all took this year, like guys with massive chips on their shoulders, right? Like, Chris is a guy that's older. And because of that, there's definitely like ageism that goes on in the NBA draft. And then a guy like IJ, who like, people are just saying he's a rim runner, and it's like, no, I can do more than that. I can do more than protect the rim and catch lobs. So I think, I imagine just like y'all have a big chip on your shoulder. So when you go and you're playing those quote unquote super teams, like, you want to get them and you're going to be prepared.
Most definitely. I think that's, I like our two rookies too. I was down in summer league. I was able to watch them play in person. And I think it's one of the things, like, I know when I was a rookie, I was thrown in the fire right away. And, like, there was no development. Like, it's just go out there and play. And personally, I think that's the best way to do it. You know, you go out there and, you know, you lick your wounds, you just play. You know, you play through your mistakes. And, you know, hopefully, you know, but at the time, I had a head coach that allowed me to do that. You know, I'm not exactly sure what Rick's philosophy is with younger guys and, you know, draft picks and whatnot. But I think they can come in right away and make some sort of impact. And that's the only way to learn is through experience, the best teacher.
For sure. And I'm sure, you know, you're probably excited to be kind of that veteran leader for them as well, where they can learn from. Who are some guys for you when you came into the league that you learned from when you got in as a rookie?
Yeah. So Yamahimi was like my first, like, I guess he was like my vet per se. You know, he was on that championship team in Dallas as well. I really kind of just followed. I mean, I'm sure he knows it now, but like at the time, what I learned over time was the fact that as a rookie, I was watching everything that the older guys were doing, like whether it was passively or I was just actually watching what they're doing. Like, I just picked up on everything they did. And it was Jan, CJ Miles, another big one as well. You know, he's here from the Dallas area. George Hill, he was one as well. And then being on the team with Paul George at the time when he's kind of ascending towards the stardom, in the sense he just got off those two Western or Eastern Conference Finals appearances. I just kind of watched his work ethic and how he carried himself. So as I was getting older, now that I'm a veteran in this league, like it's on me to instill that same work ethic or instill that same professional habits in these younger guys. Mm-hmm. So you can tell someone to do all you want to, but if you show them or if you actually lead the way in that sense, they're going to fall in line. And I think that's the biggest philosophy of that.
Yeah. And like we said at the top, we're all Longhorns, and we had a Kispert on our show about a month ago. And we were just talking about like what it's like with the Gonzaga guys. What's it like with the Texas guys in the NBA? I mean, because like Jarrett plays the same position as you. Obviously, Mo plays the same spot as you. Like, are you also like kind of being a mentor to those guys as they're coming in, like, you know, as well as the Pacers kids?
It's a little different, I would say, because once you go to separate franchises, you know, certain guys that take you under your wing. Like, you know, for Jarrett, he got to go in there. He was with Kyrie. He was with, you know, KD in a sense. He was with he was part of there with Harden, but he was here with all these guys that played at such a high level, you know. So his, you know, his philosophy or what he learned might be different than what I learned. You know, I'm not taking away from any of my teammates and whatnot, but obviously there's levels to this basketball game. You know, like the level they played at wasn't necessarily at the same time or the same caliber of the level of teammates that I had. So, you know, then you have Jackson Hayes, like he goes to New Orleans and he's on a younger team. Not a lot of best on that team. So you have a whole bunch of guys that, you know, are still trying to figure it out too. So of course his philosophy is gonna be a lot different than Jarrett's, mine's, or Mo Bamba the same way. It was Orlando, another young developing team. So I think out of all the guys, me and Mo are probably the closest. Like we're the ones that we probably talk the most, but everybody else is kind of like a, you know, it's a mutual respect thing. We always show love. We say what's up to each other, but you know, it's just, there's a lot of the horns in the league, really. Now that I think about it, you still got TJ Augustine, PJ, you know, KD, it's plenty. You need Corey Joseph, Avery Bradley, it's plenty.
Tristan Thompson, can't forget about him. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's on the news. There's no offseason for that guy.
You know, it's funny because Tristan was one of the first ones that, like, he really, like, tried to make it a point to go at me when I first got in the league. Like, he wasn't – he doesn't talk like a lot of, like, noise, but he's physical, right? So he would check me. And then it was a playoff series, and I had a really, like, big, like, dunk against him. And I think that's when he finally like earned some respect for me in a sense. Because when you come into this league, like you have to take respect. Like if nobody cares what you did in college. Like I never would. So like one thing, like one of my vets told me when I first got to the league was, yo, like I don't give a shit what you did in college. I don't even watch college basketball. I was like, everybody watches college basketball. What are you talking about? In the past 3 years, I watched like the championship game, but that's it. It's like, it's not even that you just don't, it's two different levels of play. You know, like you don't watch college basketball, so you can have someone come in National Player of the Year. If that's don't give a shit about none of that, you gotta earn your respect in this league.
Mm-hmm. With that being said, though, do you still, I mean, keep in touch with the organization of the Texas Longhorns basketball team? And I mean, do you still follow them? And what do you make of the new Chris Beard hire?
Yeah, I'm actually going down there on tomorrow. I'm gonna go meet with. So I actually know a lot of the coaches, like Coach Ogden. He was on the staff when I was there. Coach Jarence Howard, he recruited me at Kansas. And there's a few other people on the staff that I know as well, but I never met Chris Beard. So I'm actually gonna meet with him this weekend, chop guys on the team, and just be around. Like, you know, so I live in Austin, so I just never had the chance to go out there and meet anybody yet because I've been here in Dallas all offseason. So I definitely still keep in touch with the organization, you know, with those guys, because, you know, I follow Texas basketball, and I think we're actually gonna be pretty good this year.
I mean, the state of our team is looking better than, you know, we have in a few years. And I think we also run a Texas football podcast called Horns Up, and it's with Quan Cosby. And he had just mentioned that Sarkisian has really put an emphasis on former players coming out to talk to the current players on the team and get back within the program and all the guys in the NFL kind of instilling some knowledge into these young guys. And I think it's really important. And I think with Beard being a Longhorn himself, I imagine that's something that he wants to do going forward as well, especially, you know, with yourself living in Austin. And I know that KD comes back every now and then to talk to the guys, but I think that's something that's super important. I mean, I'm curious to see how you feel about that.
Well, I think that when I was there, KD came and hooped with us like one time. And he didn't like give it like a big motivational speech or something like that, but it was kind of the same thing I go through that I alluded to earlier about being that vet and just watching everything. Like when I was there, when KD was there, I just watched the way he carried himself in the gym. I watched the way he, you know, he just demanded the ball when he played and this and this and that. And that's the type of stuff that you can't talk about. You got to see it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to have former players there and coming back, because that means they, you know, they had a great time when they were at the university. It shows that they, you know, they want to, you know, they went there, they made it to the league, but they still want to come back because of the culture that was established there, in a sense. You have situations where players don't come back, you know, you maybe not think about it as a, you know, as a college athlete, but it's like, why aren't these guys coming back? Or like, why does nobody want to be here? There must have been some bad blood. There must have been something right. that went on.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's so important when you have these players come back, just so you can see the support of the program, or you see these guys are following you. Like when you're 18 years old in college and you have a KD, a Miles Turner, you know, whoever, like saying knows your name or like knows your, like your game and like is actually watching you. That does a lot for you.
It's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge for recruiting for sure.
Yeah. Do you follow Chet Holmgren? Cause he's like a big with like crazy, like point skills. Are you buying that hype that he can really be like one of these unicorn guys coming in to take over after he does his damage at Gonzaga?
You know, yes, yes and no. Like you can't teach height.
Yeah.
You can't like he has in a sense, right? So he'll always have that. The ball skill, very impressive what he does. Like bringing the ball to the floor, he's able to shoot the ball. His handle is very impressive. I will say that. But the biggest thing is like there is levels to this basketball game, you know. Like high school is one thing. One thing I learned my transition, the game is so much more physical and in college, and it's so much faster. Then it's even more physical when you get to summer league, even more physical in training camp, even more physical in preseason, season, yada, 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 yada. So it's one of those things where I think that he's going to be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how fast he's going to be good, you know, because I don't even know how much he weighs, but he looks like he's pretty frail. When you don't really, you can't really get away with him, you know, with just length and dunking over everybody in college as much as you would.
Thank you, man. I have nothing like prop humor. For those who can't see, I just held up a straw to Miles.
I actually really do like his game. I think that he's going to be good over time. He's got to put on more weight, just like anybody like else coming in from college to the NBA. Yeah. But he has all the intangibles.
Obviously, like you know, being healthy is a point of emphasis, I'm sure, going forward for the season. Taking care of your body, as it always is. Is there something specific that you're focused on this year that you're trying to add either to your offensive skill set or on the defensive side of the ball, or just like one thing you're focused on going into the year from a play standpoint?
Just the emphasis on being a two-way player. You know, I think that everybody, you know, at least by now knows what I can do defensively. But I don't think
better.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not saying I'm going to go out there like KD jacking a bunch of like threes, no handling, but like there's a lot more to my game than what I've been able to show in the past. You know, with Rick, you know, Carlisle being an offensive coach, I think that it kind of fits perfectly for what I'm trying to do. So I'm obviously going to keep continuing on the up and up on the defensive prowess, but at the same time, I got to keep on continuing to add to my offensive game and, you know, show what I can do on that end. So just kind of improve my offense, improve my shooting percentage, just be more consistent with that. And really just being more of a leader, man. Like, you know, I'm going on year 7 now. I'm the longest, you know, tenured pacer, you know, 25 years old. So it's just the fact that I think this organization, you know, guys kind of look to me to, you know, to lead in a sense. So yeah,
that's crazy. You're the longest tenured pacer. You've been in the league 7 years and you're 25. Yeah. It's wild how that flies. I mean, the reason why I love that team, man, that was, we said it earlier, I think Sabonis has got to be maybe if not the most underrated guy in the league, one of. I mean, obviously people don't, you know, have the respect for your offensive game same as they do for the defensive game, and Brogdon epitomizes what you said of they don't care if you're a first overall pick. The guy's a second round pick and comes in, wins rookie of the year. I mean, how much are you three talking? Because you guys really are the focal point of the team about what the expectations are this year.
Well, we have, we'll just go down the roster because you talk about being underrated. You still have guys like TJ Warren who hasn't played in a year.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody remembers his bubble performance. Like, that's TJ. Like, that's him to a T. Then you got Caris LeVert, who is just one of the best one-on-one players I've seen in a long time. I was talking to my boy about this today, Jeremy Lamb. He's one of the most like offensively talented people I've seen like ever. Like just being in practice or whatnot, like he's just a certified bucket, you know. Mm-hmm. You got guys like TJ McConnell, like heart and soul of the team. You know, he comes out there, gives his all. You continue to go down the list, but like those are the guys.
You're just listing guys, and every time you list them in my head, I'm like underrated. Underrated.
I forgot about him. That's how it is in Indiana. It's like, oh man, I forgot that guy was there. Oh, this and that. That's kind of how this year of our roster goes. But then you have like the young guys, like not a lot of people have seen and maybe not even heard of like Edmund Sumner. Edmund Sumner is one of the most explosive, you know, players I've seen.
He's a great athlete.
But he can really score. He can really play. He locks up and he's competitive. Like we have all, if you look at like us, like on like the depth chart, we have everything we need to be a great team. And now it's just about the chemistry. But going back to like Domas is one of those guys. He's a brute. He plays at his level. And, you know, his father obviously was one of the better players that we never really got to see play. You know what I mean? He did most of his damage in Europe, and he came out here towards the end of his career and was still killing. And then when you have that and it trickles down to your son, he's able to go out there and kind of implement the same stuff with the new age of basketball, the way he plays. It was very impressive, you know, what he can do and bring to this team. It's an aggressive mindset. And then Malcolm's my guy. Malcolm's probably the guy I talk to the most of the team, point guard, one hit, you know, run the show. So I go on and on and on, but we have the talent to be a great team.
Yeah, and now the health too, because LeVert's injury was an issue. Obviously, Lamb getting back to full health, TJ missed time, and McConnell, I would staple my pockets if I was next to that man. That guy has got the quickest hands in another life. He was a professional pickpocketer. It is like the 10-9 steals a game, like at the half, is bonkers what he's pulling off.
Yeah.
And with Rick, you know, coming in there, I think another thing that's just completely underrated about y'all's team is that everyone's willing to give up the rock. Such a great passing team. And like, Domas is an amazing passer. You're an excellent passing big. TJ had 18 assists one game. Like, people, oh my gosh, people on social media are ridiculous. They're like, can't believe that guy got paid. And it's like, did you like just watch basketball? Like, no one's willing to do it.
That's a great little segue. Cause when I first got into the league, like, they're the guys that I've never heard of or the guys that I've never put in the game in on 2K were the ones that was busting my ass the most. Everybody is like on a roster for a reason. If you're on a NBA team, you did something, you know, you're one of the best 450 players in the world. You did something to be on that team. And that's what doesn't get recognized in love. I remember, you guys might remember, his name was Luke Babbitt. White boy.
Oregon guy. Yeah.
Oregon guy. It was a bucket. I've heard of him before, but I've never actually like just watched him play. He used to like kill me because I was when I first got into the league, I wasn't really accustomed to guarding the perimeter. I was only just like blocking shots, being the paint. I had to start guarding perimeter guys. So I was playing with Jan. And he was one of the guys, like, he would just get off. And I'm like, bro, who is this white boy? Like, he's just, no. who is this white boy? Like, he's out here going crazy. And Jan was another guy. Like, I've heard of Jan, but in training camp, he was killing me. I was like, this is Jan Mahimi. Like, in my head, I'm like, it's not like one of the premier bigs, but he's a professional athlete. He's a professional NBA player. So I hate when I see like that on Twitter and stuff like that, where guys are like, oh, you paid him $20 million for nothing, or he's a piece of shit. He's this, and that. It's like, bro, you have no idea how talented these guys are.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love, one of my favorite videos I've seen recently in the past couple months is Scalabrine, who's well hilarious, first of all, well retired, and some guy, a young kid in the gym who's probably good at basketball, like, you know, for a guy who plays pickup at the Y, challenges him to a game, and he goes, dude, I'm an NBA player, and he's like, doesn't care, and then he just absolutely works him. And Scalabrine's older. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, people just, I mean, they don't realize, and some of these guys, not everything shows up in the stat sheet either.
Jared Dudley had a really good quote. Yeah. Like, you know, because obviously he gets a lot of hate because, you know, he's a more heavier set, like kind of on his way out in the league. And he was just saying, like, why? How is this guy on a team with LeBron James and this, and that? And he came back and said, well, like, oh, whatever may be the case, I'm LeBron James to you. So, I'm LeBron James to you in comparison. I was like, damn, that was a bar. Like, this is kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that is a bar. I mean, Drake, we're recording on Friday. We're going to be releasing Tuesday, guys, because the holiday week. Oh, sorry, recording Thursday. Releasing Tuesday because the holiday weekend. But Drake's album comes out at midnight, I believe. And I hope that is a bar on the album. If not, maybe we'll get it on the B side to get it in there. Cool. Miles, man, we love having you on the show. We always ask all our guests the same question before we let them rock and roll. Could be from anything. You playing, you watching, could be you when you're 5, could be you 3 weeks ago. What is your favorite sports memory ever?
Wow, okay. Sports memory ever?
If you got a couple, that's cool.
I did. So one of them, we'll pull from the Dallas run. When Dirk caught, I think it was game 5, maybe game 6 against the Miami Heat. In their championship run, I think it was like 5 seconds left, and like Dirk caught the ball to elbow, dribbled all the way with his left hand, laid up on Chris Bosh, and it was a game winner. I remember watching that with my dad, and my dad was kind of going, he wasn't going against the Mavericks, but he wanted to see LeBron and them win. But I just remember like just looking his face. He was like damn, he's like defeated, but I was so happy. I was like jumping up and down. We watched in the living room. That was one of the ones that was cool. I got to experience with my dad. I think another one for me, baseball is like my first love. Like, I absolutely love baseball.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I have like a goal of like hitting every single MLB arena. Like, I think I've only been to 9. So I have like a long way.
Have you been to Fenway?
Haven't been to Fenway. No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. Oh. But no, I was playing and I was probably like in fifth grade and I was like one of the better guys on the team. Like, I was like a heavy hitter and I hit a walk off like to win the game. And like my entire family was there, like my aunts, my cousins, my grandma, like mom, like everybody. And that was such a cool moment because like to see like the excitement, the joy in their face, to see that like I did that, like I brought that joy to their face. That was one of the things like kind of pushed me to continue just to keep playing or being an athlete in a sense. It's like the joy to other people in a sense. Like obviously I do this because I love it, it's fun, but you bring so much more, I guess, joy and elation to other people when they just really watch you. You got someone who's like just rooting for you in a sense, you know?
For sure. So, to that awesome. Baseball point, do you still follow baseball?
I don't follow it as close as I used to. Like, if you asked me, like, who played on this team, this is that, I couldn't. But, like, when I was younger, I knew everything. Like, because I played the video, everybody on every roster, who was this, who was that. But I still follow enough to, like, know, like, what teams is good and whatnot, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever thrown a first pitch out in a game?
I have. I threw the first pitch out the Rangers game here in Arlington. Oh, hell yeah. That was actually a good one. I didn't throw it super fast, but it got there. I did one when I first got drafted to Indiana. They have a I'm not sure if it's double or triple, but they have a minor league team.
Yeah.
I went out there and I absolutely bombed that one. Like, it was terrible. Like I didn't realize how far away the mound was from the home. I watched it on TV. It's like, oh, it's whatever. It's far, yo. It was really far.
I mean, it can't be as bad as 50 Cent.
We're not going to talk about that one. That was tough.
Yeah, it was brutal, man.
As hard as I could, and it just went straight up. I just went straight up, like right over bro's head. I was like, oh.
He's like, awesome. Bro, I'm not as tall as you.
throws his man up in the
air. I pitched for one game, and my coach was like, stick out. Let's stick you out there.
That's awesome. That's great, man. I love those kinds of memories, especially when a lot of pro athletes come on and their memories are always kind of from them just dominating in like little league, which is always hilarious.
Right.
All right, Miles, what your role, brother. Thanks for joining us. We loved having you on. Best of luck this season, man. Go kick some ass. We'll be pulling for the Pacers. And you down in the paint, man.
Big hook 'em.
Much love, yeah.
Big hook 'em. Hook 'em horns, man. Awesome interview. Again, hope you guys enjoyed that one. We loved having Miles on. Wishing him the best. And what's hopefully a kick-ass season for him and the Pacers. Go Indiana. Love having athletes on. Like, all of a sudden, I'm a Wizards fan for Kispert, rooting for Sharif in Atlanta, Herb, and New Orleans, and now Indiana soon. Won't even be a Celtics fan. Psych. But also pulling for my boys, as always. Fans out there, drag both feet inbound, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt. Hit your PKs because they're free, and hit your free throws. Why, guys? Because they're free. We out you. We love you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.